Blog Talk Radio.
Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, late night, Friday night edition. Friday the 13th is almost over, but happy Friday 13th weekend. We're approaching St. Patrick's Day holiday, which is definitely a blast here in the city of Jackson, Mississippi. Mardi Gras celebrations last half of the month, really, with the St. Patrick Day Parade, which will be on the 21st here in Jackson. And then we celebrate in the Flandrin area in the city of Jackson, Zippity-Doo-Dah Parade and special events and all. But it's been a while since we've chatted, and I thank you for listening to the archive shows as Culture Shock Entertainment Reports has been on hiatus. So I thank you for the love that you do share with me, listeners and friends on and offline. Thank you. Some of you may know and some of you may not know that my mother, which has been a guest on the show, sharing her recipes, has been under the weather, and I have been spending most all of my time with her, and we appreciate my loved ones, my family, and my mother especially. We thank you all for your love and support and for your prayers. I will go more in detail in future shows, but we thank you for your prayers, and please continue to pray for her. She is improving daily. And definitely thank you again. So pretty much tonight, since this is the first night back after a 3-month hiatus, we'll be talking about mainly hot topics and special events and community news. Only have about 20 minutes, about 20 minutes to talk. Tomorrow night and Sunday night, True God Immortal of Baltimore, you know, friend of the show, will return. He has new music, and he will be talking Team Dar business, and definitely looking forward. It's always fun talking with True God and with his friends and colleagues of Team Dar, or D-A-R. It's always a blast, and looking forward to premiering his new music on Saturday night. It's a two-part talk, so we will be talking on Saturday night and on Sunday night, 9:30 Eastern Time and 8:30, you know, Central. I'm in Mississippi, so we're on Central Standard Time, and he being in the DMV area in Baltimore, Maryland, at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. But so you definitely don't want to miss. It's always fun and always a blast speaking with him. But again, thank you as I continue to play more music. And also we'll be talking about Crossroads Film Festival, which is coming up next month. I'm on the planning committee, and I was a screener this year. For several years, I've been a long-time supporter of the festival, but this is my first time really being hands-on. And so this year, I selected to be a screener, and also I'm on the planning committee, and it has been a blast. Honestly, the screening process was so much fun. When selecting and when watching and choosing or not choosing films that would be a part of the festival, and also being a part of the planning committee has been amazing. And so those of you that support Afar Off, Crossroads Film Festival or other festivals, do your best to be hands-on also, because it has been an amazing experience, and I'm looking forward to the actual event, which is kicks off April the 9th, on Thursday, April the 9th, and ends on Sunday, April the 12th. But it kicks off at Howling Mal's, speaking of St. Patrick's Day, but it kicks off on April the 9th with the video showcase in the Red Room at Howling Mal's, and I've been tweeting and sharing and posting the lineup and a lot of information with you all. So definitely check it out. But I'll talk more in detail during this broadcast. The 16th Annual Crossroads Film Festival will be in the Jackson metro area. The actual festival is held at the Melco Grandview Theater in Madison, Mississippi. And the website is crossroadsfilmfestival.com. Okay? So I just wanted to let you know about that. I want to shout out Ms. Comedian Miss Woody of St. Louis. You all recall our talk a few months ago, speaking of her event. So hopefully she'll be a guest, and some of the other comedians and promoters and comedy lovers and those that are really praying on for St. Louis will be a part of a future show when she returns to talk about the hashtag Join the Comedy Movement. So we'll go in detail. I will talk with her, and so we can schedule our second talk regarding the event. We had so much fun and so much going on. She is hyped. She is an amazing person, and two comedians have their dates, including her, have their dates. And I still need to solidify my extra event dates and locations and everything. When everything's confirmed, and I will share it with you all. But she will be on real soon. She'll be returning soon to talk about that. So I'm just happy and giddy to be back to to talk with you all about different topics and also play music. So I'm going to resume playing Big Stream Woody, Easy Street Blues, and of course we'll be playing Rejuvenated by True God. We'll release a new music. He'll be premiering new music on tomorrow night's show. And yet must remind you all that the Save Dallas campaign is going on. It is going on. It's still going strong. Those of us that want to see more of Dallas, we are still doing our thing along with the actors and the cast, the crew, just everybody that loves, sponsors, everyone that loves Dallas. We're still not giving up. Some people tell us, hey, you should just give up, but we're not giving up, so I just wanted to let you guys know about that. But here's some more Easy Street Blues by Six String Woody.
Legacy is everlasting. Die on the 6th, on the 5th, I was fasting. Speed it up for me, cause I heard it's a process. fresh pair of slacks with a blazer and a mock neck. Life spent fighting with the devil, it ain't stopped yet. Finally gaining happiness, so now what should I drop next? Joy back home, resting on the throne. Bank account grown, then you see a nigga got checks. New album classic in my team that we got next. Shit, it feels good to be able to not stress. Monster in my way, I've been fighting with a lot next. Preventing in my place, can't progress. With a bitter pill, hard to follow when the digest. System 4 albums of boom bapping niggas would assume that. I never hit the kitchen with that Pyrex vision. I be speaking to the listener, all of Mr. Prisoners. Balls over here, I be reaching them with literature. Cell shock with a cell mate to the scale shake. Rich to a digital enough to make a scale break. Pitching in them unsafe waters, call it jailbreak. This is preemptive, murder was attempted. You ever hit the corner with those murderous intentions? Aiming at the same shit, murder for attention.
Nigga, I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feel a new day dawning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feel a new day dawning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I'm feeling so rejuvenated. And I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feel a new day dawning. And I'm feeling so rejuvenated.
Young niggas on the Greyhound without two backpacks headed up to DC. No school books inside, full of work. Got a Walkman on, listening to BG. Yeah, hitting silly with my cousin Rock. Man, I ain't even know what I was doing then. Be back by 7 on a day trip. Make a home in time to watch you again. No pyramids of Keisha. Me and my cousins there watching Moesha. Curtis Mayfield bumping out of those speakers. PS1 next to the VCR teachers. Used to tell me that I had the it factor. So I hit the block trying to make brick shatter. Innocent image of myself, shit shattered. Daughter, I'm a freak, and that's really what matters. Pain covered up by the laughter. Writing every chapter. Hoping I can capture the truth that I mastered. Cool with baby mama, know some things I will ask her. Put it to the side, see the pride don't falter. Sad that we never made it down that altar. But when shit alters, blessing in disguise. Gotta move on with, keep going forward. Meanwhile, I'm here just getting for the culture.
I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feel a new day dawning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feel a new day dawning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I'm feeling so rejuvenated. And I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feel a new day dawning. And I'm feeling so rejuvenated.
The window was closing, potentially frozen. Heart made of stone, so I'm simply devotion. Dealing with hoes, but the bitches is broken. I'm switching my focus. A nigga on the grind, yeah, I'm sicker than motion. Shit that I'm boasting is real fact. Feel that. Savage in the building, fulfilling the dream, but I really can't fulfill that. Girl, I'm super hitting with the run of the mill sack. Bought on my time with a bad bitch, kill that. Take her home or take her to the telly where your skills at. Never buy a bitch, might lease her. But when I'm in the pussy, you understand that I own her. Wise man told me that she can't be a loner. If you find a queen, then nigga better hold her. See that chip, man, take it off your shoulder. Raise your princess, do everything I told you. It might be EXO and Lexo. She asked me to let go. I'm a god soon as you started from the get-go. Trying my hardest cause I see something special. Hoping she the type that'll keep a nigga stressed low. And if not, that's cool, still got hip-hop. Love for my niggas that be chubbing by the thrift shop. Praying that you make it out of here before you get shot. Know it's more to life than just serving on the big block. Thinking you can win. Ain't about the pins, cause I'm something more solid than you can't bend. Caught up in the water, you can sink and you can swim. And I almost drove. Never think that shit again, I'm rejuvenated.
I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feel a new day dawning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feel a new day dawning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I'm feeling so rejuvenated. And I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feel a new day dawning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated.
True God Immortal, who will be a guest this weekend on Saturday night and Sunday night. So big shout out to he and his crew. And again, thank you all for supporting and showing love to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, which will be celebrating, let's see, I love math, basic math, right? We premiered March the 21st, 2011. So we'll be celebrating our fourth birthday here at Blog Talk Radio. So on March the 21st. So thank you. Thank you again for your love and your support. And a big shout out to the creators of Blog Talk Radio also. And also those that have I've been communicating with this week that have shown love and concern for myself and for the show, and also sending well wishes to my mother. So thank you. It's good to know. I already knew Blog Talk Radio was amazing, because if you remember, as a matter of fact, I need to schedule a talk about, I talk about it before, I've had shows before about how Blog Talk Radio began in 2006, and I will talk soon, because some of you might not know, how Blog Talk Radio was created and began in 2006. So I will do that over soon. But I'm looking at, speaking of film festivals, you know, we have the Crossroads Film Festival coming up in 26, 25 days, and we're super excited. And right now I'm on Oxford Film Festival, which was held a few weeks ago, February 26th and March 1st. I'm looking at their Facebook page. They had a surprise guest. Well, some of them, some people knew he was coming. I felt he was coming. An actor, director, a poet, professor, multi-talented guy is. I know how he loves Mississippi. I'm always talking about how he loves Mississippi, and he films here and plan on filming more here. James Franco was a part of a panel as the film of the Son of the Festival, and our president of Crossroads Film Festival had two films at the festival, and so she was a part of that event. And we had the meeting, one of our meetings that Wednesday night, and James was speaking in Florida, and I mentioned to them, I said, I have a feeling he's coming to the Oxford Film Festival, and it was pretty bad weather for Mississippi in Oxford the day it began, that weekend of snow and ice and so on. But I mentioned to them, they were, you know, that one of the actors from the film would be there, and I was like, Franco's in Florida right now, you know, during our meeting. You know, he was speaking in Florida, and we were having our planning meeting, and I have a feeling he's going to come to Oxford the way. And sure enough, he did. And so I'm looking at his awesome pictures on Oxford Film Festival's page. So, and the other day, I posted a video from the Q&A section up there throughout social media for those of us that did not attend and missed out. I've been telling them, oh, you should come to the Crossroads Film Festival for many, many months now. And also, he's been formally invited. So we will see, won't we? I know that he will be filming a film which stars many, 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 many of our faves, Selena Gomez and many others in Atlanta. And they'll be wrapping up the weekend of the Crossroads Film Festival. So, but they'll be right there in Atlanta, GA. So, we're praying, fingers crossed, and all that good stuff. But he loves Mississippi, so, you know. Yeah, I'm sure if he can, hopefully he will, you know, if he doesn't have any other obligations also. But you know, they'll be filming in Atlanta, and I know they'll be wrapping up that film. It would be great. But everyone's invited. Come all. Bring your friends, those that work, that love great films, filmmakers, those that love films, those that make films, those that like to act in films, Come. Michelle Baker, the coordinator, your contact person also of Crossroads Film Festival, mentioned that 2,500 attended. So that was pretty good, and I definitely know we'll beat those numbers this year also, because the itinerary is just amazing. And so I go more in detail, even I have Michelle and our president, Robbie Fisher, or whomever, on the show, because definitely members of Crossroads Film Festival will be making their rounds throughout the press, and looking forward to them coming on and talking more about Crossroads Film Festival and sharing more with you. If I had more time, I would definitely go in more detail. You can hear how excited I am. But it's almost time to conclude, so I don't want to just go on. But check out Crossroads Film Festival .com. Information is all there. On Twitter, Crossroads Film. Our hashtag is capitalized X, capitalized ROADSFF. That's our hashtag. Hashtag X Road FF, Film Fest. So, a big shout out to Robert Traub, Robbie Fisher, James Buttros, Lucian Dixon. Amazing people that have been doing their thing with the Crossroads Film Festival. And thank you so much for continuing to invite me to be a part. And I am having an amazing time and definitely cannot wait for the festival to kick off here in Jackson, Mississippi at Howlin' Mal's in the Red Room. And then the actual film festival, like I said before, will be going on in Madison at the Mel Cole Grandview Theater in Madison. And it concludes at the Iron Horse Grill in downtown Jackson on Sunday morning with the awards brunch. So definitely, we are super excited. It's a blast. It's fun work, you know, really. So, thank you. So I don't want to conclude without playing what I have been talking about, Save Dallas. So here's the Dallas theme song, and definitely looking forward to some of the super people who are keeping the Save Dallas campaign alive with the different events and the different online events and in-person events and those that are marketing T-shirts and so on. It would be awesome to get maybe the cast and some of the crew and many others and just lovers of the show. I've loved Dallas since it premiered the first time, and I know and so many of us share different stories of how Dallas has really been an amazing show and how it affects lives. It's amazing, isn't it? It is amazing. But thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment, of course, plus Image Mechanisms, my second show that I premiered this past summer, will be broadcasting from Image Mechanisms in the near future also. But thank you. Celebrating the 4th birthday on March the 21st, and definitely looking forward to it. haven't liked and don't network with, if you love Dallas and you haven't joined my the page that I created the day, the morning, the night after we received the news that Dallas TNT would not be renewed for a fourth season, please do at facebook.com/supportDallasTV. That's the abbreviated version of the page, of my Save Dallas page. And if you have Save Dallas campaign events or just want to network, please do not be do not hesitate to post on my page, facebook.com/supportDallasTV. I love networking with the other Save Dallas campaigns and those that were existed before the show was canceled also. But still hard at work. We're all still hard at work at campaigning. Some people say, give up. But there have been success stories for other shows where supporters have not given up and they've either gone to other networks or Netflix or Hulu or whatever, pick them up. So we're hoping. If TNT doesn't have a change of heart, it would be great to go back to CBS. It would be good to go back to CBS. But there are some that are campaigning for Disney. My angle is to network with not just the networks and the network heads, but those that have clout, like, you know, the Ryan Seacrest is out there, you know. The Bravo TV, to me, Andy Cohen, Bravo, Bravo TV. To me, Dallas would be a perfect for Bravo TV. Bravo TV, they have one, a scripted show that I have been enjoying watching, and why not Dallas? I think that would, it fits in with the reality shows. Really, Dallas is, the reality shows are a lot like Dallas, are they not? But the storylines and so on. But really, that would be just wonderful. But I don't want to get, like, abruptly cut off because it is nearing that time to end the show, really. But we'll be returning on late Saturday night, 9:30 Eastern Time, Eastern Standard Time, and 8:30 Central on Saturday and Sunday night. True God, Immortal of Baltimore, is returning to talk about life, his new music. He says that he has a special announcement to make, and a Team D-A-R, Team DAR. He said we could say DAR or D-A-R, but I like to say things the correct way, Team D-A-R. So can't wait to share his new music, and also hear this big announcement that he has to make also. So that, follow him on Twitter at True God Immortal, TrueGodImmortal. Most definitely. Movies I have seen recently. So just to let you guys know, last week I seen Unfinished Business. I know it flopped at the theaters, but it had me laughing. I loved the movie. I needed to see that. American Sniper I had seen probably a couple weeks before the Oscars. And, of course, you guys know on Valentine's Day what I did see. And I need to see again, 50 Shades of Grey. So the movies I have seen recently, even the one that flopped, I loved. So we'll talk more about films and you know, casting and acting, and I went on an audition, but we don't have time to talk about that. For a film that's being made here in Jackson, Morgan Casting, which will be having workshops are starting on March the 21st in New Orleans in the Deep South. So Matthew Morgan Casting will be holding acting workshops throughout the Deep South, here in Mississippi and in Louisiana. So we'll talk more about that also in the near future. But again, thank you all for the love, and thank you for viewing the archive shows. I see the numbers, and so thank you. Thank you for supporting the archive shows and the live broadcast, too. So Cutter Shark Entertainment Reports is back, and Image Mechanisms also. And thank you for effectively networking with me in person and online. It's been nice. And big shout-out to Prince, too, who's kicking off his U.S. tour. So since he's kicking it off in Louisville, Kentucky, that means he should be coming to the Deep South also real soon, huh? Wow. Looking forward one day to seeing a Prince concert live. It's amazing. We've known each other since I was a kid. You know, I was a little pen pal of his when I was a little girl. And have always, you know, communicated and networked with one another, but never met in person, never been to a Prince concert, even though I've been to many Apple Sound concerts and met colleagues and friends and family and loved ones of his. But I can't wait for the experience of actually being at one of his concerts. Maybe it'll happen, maybe not. I'm wondering. But big shout out to he and Third Eye Girl also as they kick off their tour. And that's super amazing. Louisville, Kentucky shows have sold out and had to add dates. I think it's like four dates and so on. So that's amazing. Well, I'm just wondering. I mentioned to my sister the other day, I wonder what he's going to perform when he performs in Dallas. If he comes to Jackson, he did the Coliseum, I think. I was in Dallas, and he performed on my birthday back in 97. He performed at the Coliseum, but now we have the Jackson Convention Complex, and a lot of the big concerts are held there. So if he comes to